Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 50th episode of Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. By now, I hope you would all know me as your host, Joel F. Gardner, here with my fellow podcaster, Derek Sweet. We actually had a lot of ideas for what we wanted to do for this episode, but in the end, actually scrapped every single one of them due to the fact that Minecraft has completely taken over our lives to the point where it's pretty much all we do these days. And speaking of which, if you have not yet checked out our server, go to our forums at sitmos.net or stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere.com. There you can sign up and get access to the server address and all the TeamSpeak info and shit like that. For now, sit back and enjoy 50th motherfucking episode, bitches! Now, here is the faint with Dropkick the Punks. This is exactly what I'm gonna do to the little punk that hacked my Xbox account. You little bastard!
Dun, 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 dun.
What is that?
That's my, like, this is our 50th episode.
It is 50th episode, that's right.
I don't know if that means anything specifically. Is that like a huge milestone in podcasting? I think 50th episode?
I think it's halfway to a milestone, and that means something.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it means, I don't know. That we still like doing this, I guess?
Yeah, it's amazing that Joel and I usually bail on projects that we do together years before this. So
well, mostly before they even get started.
Before they even get started, yeah. So the fact that this one's persisted to 50 episodes is impressive.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's a lot of fun, man. I have a lot of fun just sitting here and shooting the shit about, you know, our most beloved pastime, which is usually video games. But yeah, in any sort of art form, I guess. Creative outlet.
Cool. So, yeah, man, Star Wars, I just got my my first battle Star Cruiser, and I'm, like, gonna fly to another system soon, and I'm excited, and, like...
Dude, what? And you could do that in Minecraft?
No, Star Wars, man, Star Wars.
Minecraft?
It's true, so, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Minecraft just takes over.
It kind of ruined video games. I was a little worried about doing this podcast this week because I'm like, well, really, all I have to talk about is Minecraft because that's all that's occupying pretty much any of my mind space these days.
I have no problem, you know, making an episode about it because we just launched the server for Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. We named the world Somewhere.
Yeah.
Obviously. It wasn't our idea. Somebody put up a sign outside City Hall that we made. Joel and I made a City Hall in our Minecraft server. If you don't know what Minecraft is, we talked about it in an episode again, but we've made a little virtual town. And it started with just Joel and me and my buddy John.
Well, yeah, first of all, I have to say that Minecraft is 1,000 times better online multiplayer than it is by yourself. Like, yeah. By yourself, it was cool and it was really fascinating, but...
It's a tutorial.
Even when it just added you and John, like, and we kind of built our houses together right next to each other, oh my god, it was just... The excitement just skyrocketed, man.
That was back in the day, eh? When it was just three little houses.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
It was three little houses. And now it's a huge town with City Hall and probably at least 20 structures in the town, at least.
Oh, I think they're... Well, inside the town, yeah. There's at least probably 35, I'd say, houses that have been built around, around.
I just went for a walk, and you can't not come across things. Like, people... There's so many people in the Stuck in the Middle Somewhere community that are just building. You guys are awesome. All of you are so awesome. I just want to say that, like...
Well, to be honest, I haven't really had much time to explore since it got created, man. I go down in my little mineshaft, get some mats... Yeah. And then come back up, build my shit back up to where I want it to be. Then I'm like building, adding to the town. And I haven't really had time to explore outside of somewhere yet.
Huh. Interesting.
Since we launched it publicly.
I went for a walk, man. There's a desert not very far, like full on desert with cactus and sand, and so that's not very far away. And
I really wish it would stop snowing in our town, though. That's really annoying.
And it seems to me that the days are shorter than the nights, and I think it's because we're in winter season. I think in summer we'll see longer daytimes and better weather. And
really, that's very interesting.
I think so. That's my theory. That's the only reason I can explain why it's constantly snowing. And
yeah, the experiment I think has been going great so far.
Right, so yeah.
To my surprise, I was kind of shocked. You know, there have been a few violations. You know, once we actually launched it, right away we kind of thought, before we launched it publicly, one of Derek's friends came in and built a gigantic tower. Gorgeous structure, man. Yeah. It was awesome.
But right next to our little log
cabins. Right next to our little log cabins in the middle of our the bay of our lake and cutting off our view of the sunset. Yeah. And it was right away I was like, hey, well, that can't happen.
You almost stopped playing.
Yeah, I was really upset. I was like, dude, that's kind of bullshit. Like, who does that? Builds a big giant structure right next to my tiny little log cabin and think I would be like okay with that.
Yeah, no, I know.
But
so we got him to blow it up and he fucked off. It was actually pretty cool. He filled it with TNT and just blew the whole thing up.
I wish I would have saw that. I missed that.
And so yeah, and then we open it up to the rest of the community, and just people have been building streets, and there's Mario Ave and Luigi Street and Star Fox Ave. And
Star Fox?
But anyways, it's just really impressive what people have done, and we've only had one incident of vandalism. Somebody put lava at the bottom of somebody's house, and it burned down. But you know what? To be honest, we didn't really like that house very much. Right? So we were kind of like, oh.
It wasn't that I didn't like it. It was again, another gorgeous structure. But yeah. Again, right next to my view of the sunset and the overlooking the lake and everything.
And then we have a little jumping platform that all noobs have to jump off of. You spawn up on the top of this huge hill and people have to jump off this jumping platform. And you know, and it was connected to that jumping platform, which kind of ruined the whole fun of like making the noobs jump off the cliff. Yeah. Like that was the first thing you had to do, is jump off the cliff.
And yeah.
It's a rite of passage that every user has to go through. And so we held our first town hall meeting. What did you think of that?
I thought it, again, ran surprisingly well for just gathering a bunch of people online. And our courthouse is built like you would think a courthouse would be. You know, there's a row of seats. And then benches, there's the benches. And then the barrier blocking off the two podiums that sit right in front of where the judge's bench is.
Yeah, for the defendant and the prosecution. And
yeah.
And then we got a little gate, and you know, and we were actually like Captain Awesome, you now have the floor, and he actually like walked out,
came
and, like,
out, opened the gate, closed the gate. The first time that happened, both me and Derek started applauding. We're like, dude, yes, that's awesome.
And almost everybody, I think only one person didn't walk.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, there was only one person that actually didn't come out to the floor.
And they're turning around and addressing the crowd of people. There was 18 people online, so we had 16 people actually in the courtroom participating. Yeah.
I think the server was full, to be honest with you, man. Yeah, I'm loving it. And for those that haven't joined up yet, I strongly encourage you to come online and check it out. It really is the most open MMO out there possible, I think. You can manipulate and transform anything into pretty much anything you like.
Yeah, and there's even electricity and logic if you start getting, like, logic gates and electricity if you take it that far. And it's really fascinating. I mean, and just to get back of how it's ruined other video games, like, I put in Skyrim the other night, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to play some Skyrim and just complete a couple quests. And it's like, I go back to my pre-constructed house that I can barely modify,
which...
And I'm like, this is just lame? Like... And
only modify it to the same extent that everybody else can modify it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know, exactly, right? And everybody will just modify it and add everything they want to it. So,
yeah.
I don't know, it just... Minecraft is so creative, and it's just... If I'm not logged on, I kind of feel like I'm missing out. Like,
there's many times I've found myself sitting at my laptop and, been busy doing other things and having the admin console window open just to see the chat that's happening inside the game.
Yeah,
and eventually exactly. I'll like drop down a message from God or something.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. We can see everything on that console too. We can see.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, man.
Yeah.
Going back and doing investigations. We're in the middle of an investigation right now to see who burnt down that dude's house.
Well, pretty soon I'm going to be installing the the mod that allows me to show the history of, and it's called a log block, and it makes it so that I can, either one of us could go up and just say, what is the history of this block? And it tells you everything that's happened to that block. Like if somebody built something there, destroyed something there, whatever they did.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So if there's ever any crimes committed, we'll be able to figure out who did it and persecute them. And I think that's better than putting in the protection mods that make it so you can't change other people's stuff.
Yeah, I think so too.
I love kind of showing up and just seeing that John put a sign calling me a fag in my house. That's hilarious, right? I want to trust people, and I still, and you know, and if a griefer does show up, we'll back, if he does too much damage, we'll back it up. We have daily backups, and then we'll put the griefers on trial and persecute them and ban them. And
yeah, so I don't know what else I could say. I mean, it is kind of dangerous in a way. It does have that, like, that constant pull towards the game. I'm constantly thinking about the changes I want to make to my house, constantly thinking about the changes I want to make to the city and the town. And you know, we're gonna build a coliseum is our first community build. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna have weekly tournaments where we have two people enter this, enter the ring, and they go at it, and then they'll have the same equipment, same weapons, so it's completely fair. And I was even thinking about constructing a pit in the middle, you know, and having trap doors or whatever, and you just like open the trap doors when they're fighting and shit, and so
dude, they can fall buttons in. That people watching can press. To make the trap doors open and try and kill contestants.
Yeah, how awesome is that going to be?
That would be pretty fun.
Yeah, so we're going to have weekly tourneys, like kind of PvP tournaments. We set up in this coliseum. That's also how we're going to settle disputes. You know,
unless it's clear cut.
Unless it's clear cut, yeah, exactly. But we might even have, you know, the punishment be for, you know, he's got to stand at the pit and the guys just press the buttons and he just falls into the pit or something.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be funny.
Should we have it so they actually die when they go into the pit, though? Like, have it be such a fall, a far fall that they die?
I don't know. We're going to have to just figure it out and see how it happens, man. We've got almost infinite space above and below us, so it's like we can really make some interesting things.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say about Minecraft. That's we got a bulletin board now. But
yeah, I know. Well, there's too much to say. And once we start getting, there's going to be like specific issues that a lot of people out there really don't care about. So we should probably move on.
Yeah.
What else have you been playing? Anything?
I checked out the demo for Choplifter HD today.
Choplifter? What the hell is that, dude?
You don't know what Choplifter is?
No.
What, dude, it's staple 80s arcade game. Like Moonlander, really? Choplifter, Gauntlet.
Really? Choplifter?
Yeah, you were a little helicopter and you had to land and pick up guys, and you couldn't land on them. You had to land next to them or you'd squish them. And if you land next to them, then they load up in your helicopter and you got to fly, and things are shooting at you while you're doing that. And in this one, they added rockets and machine guns. It's really good. They were really true. We'll play it after we record it. I'll show it and you'll go, oh, this game.
Oh, really? I don't know. We've probably talked about this on the podcast before, the incident where I blacked out playing Tumble Pop at the arcade, Laser Illusions.
I don't think we have talked about that.
Really? Do you know the story where I blacked out?
I heard it years ago. I haven't heard it in a long time.
Well, you know, go to Laser Illusions, the classic arcade.
Illusions?
Yeah, Laser Illusions. It's South Center, man.
So classic.
Yeah, it's definitely the classic arcade.
I saw a drug dealer get, like, beat up outside that one.
Drug dealer, Derek?
No, he was. A cop chased him out of there, tackled him out front by the escalators, and then he had shit in his mouth, and they like pulled like the bags of coke out of his mouth.
He's trying to swallow it.
I was 12, man. Drug dealers were bad guys back then. They weren't just like
your buddies,
opportunists, not buddies. But I am a comedian. I know a few drug users. Yes, but
anyway. So yeah, Laser Illusions. Back in the day, I think it must have been early 90s. It was past the 80s, I think. It must have been about 16, 17, I guess. I always go put in with a couple quarters, and I could spend a couple hours at Laser Illusions. Yeah. One on Miss Pac-Man and one on Tumble Pop.
And how long does a dollar last, a couple dollars last you in an arcade nowadays?
Oh man, a couple minutes.
A couple minutes. That's if you're good.
That's if you're good, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's maximum time is a 3-minute
game. If you could
game.
Find an arcade these days, they're very rare.
I really think that the business of combining a bar with old school arcade games is a gold mine, and we need a Dave and Buster's chain in fucking Canada. I can't believe it's not here yet.
Yeah, you think so?
I think there is a Dave and Buster's in Toronto though, actually.
Dave and Buster's.
Anyways, finish your story. Tumble Pop.
So yeah, just, you know, had my round at Miss Pac-Man, put my 45 minutes into that off a quarter. Then I move on to Tumble Pop. And Tumble Pop's this game where you have this vacuum and it shoots out these blinking lights that suck in monsters. So, you know, after a while, I had about 10 men. And the next thing I know, I'm waking up and I only have one man. And I turn around to my buddy, and he's my buddy Gavin Gasson, and he's sitting there and he's talking to me. He's like moving his lips, but nothing was coming out. Like I couldn't hear him, and I couldn't hear any of the sounds of the arcade anymore. I just was deaf all of a sudden. So just went outside, kind of tried to get my wits above me again, finally got my hearing back. But it was one of the weirdest experiences, all due to the blinking lights of Tumble Pop.
And it's never happened again.
No, it hasn't happened to that extreme before, no.
Because that happens to kids with Pokemon, and there's a few other games that have seizure warnings, but...
Yeah, and that was the only time it happened during Tumble Pop. I didn't play it after that, but I was an expert at Tumble Pop. Many, many, many hours were put into that game before this incident happened.
Imagine how different your life would be if you had been deafened by Tumble Pop, and you would have been that guy. In the news that the video game's deafened with its strobing lights. I mean, and then you'd be like, boom, headshot!
I knew you were going to do that! I was going to say, don't do it, dude. Don't be a deaf, boom, headshot.
That was just the obvious joke I had to go to.
Oh, God, that was terrible. Man, I was at a party the other night on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I go into the washroom. And this washroom's set up so that there is a set of urinals, two urinals, up against the wall. And then on the other side of this wall is where the stalls are. So when guys come out of the stalls, they have a clear view. And there's no dividers between the urinals. They're just two open urinals sitting there. Mm-hmm. And so when people come around the corner from the stalls, they have a clear view of the whole front side. So one of my buddies walks into the washroom, and I'm kind of right behind him, and he goes into the stall, and I kind of figure he's the only one in there. So I immediately start talking. I'm like, Jesus, Chad, like, when you come out of that stall, you got a fucking clear view of my dick here, man. Make sure you get a good look when you come out, eh? And he starts laughing. So I hear the toilet flush, the door open, and around comes the corner. Another dude. And what happens? He gets himself a good damn fucking look at my dick.
What the fuck?
And that's my look at him was just like, dude, what the fuck, man? I was just clearly making a joke to my buddy about, you know, not looking at my dick when he comes out of the washroom. And you come out and not only get a glance, but a fucking stare.
Really?
Oh, it was unreal, dude. It was like unreal. Must have been impressed.
That's rude. He must have been impressed. That's true. He couldn't look away. Or shocked. One of the two.
Oh, man. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. So immediately I started laughing and he kind of embarrassingly?
Embarrassingly, yeah.
Yeah, that is a word. Mm-hmm. He walks out of the washroom and I didn't see him for the rest of the night, but damn, it was funny, man. Couldn't believe it. Would you, if you were coming out of the stall and you heard that conversation happening? Could you help yourself from, like, damn, I wonder if I can? Like, maybe was that just the curiosity of him coming out of the toilet and being like, wonder if he's right. Wonder if I can see his dick as I'm walking around this corner.
I think if you were to say that, most people would look just out of subconsciously. Yeah.
But then to sit there and kind of stare...
I would probably be like full eyes forward. I'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah, I would have been one of the guys that made sure he didn't look when he came around that corner.
Interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're huge homophobes, I think, is what that proves. But
I didn't care that the guy was looking at my dick. I just thought it was funny.
No, I guess that has nothing to do with homophobia. It's like you just parts of people you don't want to see. But just why?
Curiosity, man.
Why is it so taboo for people to see your dick? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a...
And you, this is what I never understand, too. Women are totally concerned about other people seeing their vagina. Why?
Vaginas look the same for what?
And you don't have to be concerned about your vag being too big. I mean, no one's taking a tool and measuring...
There's some big vages out there.
No, there are, right? But you can't tell that from the outside. You got to be inside them before you really know. And no one's bringing tools and testing the width of the hole, right? And seeing how far it stretches. No one's doing that. They just want to, like... But women are so concerned about their vages being seen. And their breasts.
You think that's it, man? You think it's the vag? I don't think it's the vag.
What?
I don't think that's their main concern. You seriously think that's their main concern?
No. They could literally be completely covered everywhere except for their vag. And they're like, no, I don't want anybody to see that.
You think so?
Yeah, no, I've had multiple girls express to me how uncomfortable they are with other people, with guys seeing their vag.
Hey, baby, do you mind just dressing in these pants and this shirt? But just keep in mind that there's a big hole where the vag is.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't wear them outside. That's what I'm saying. They would. Could you imagine if that became a new style? I would not be surprised, man. Like crotchless jeans.
You think so?
Like, yeah, it's not far away.
Yeah, you'll be going to clubs. Cover everything but now.
Yeah, no, and there'll just be girls with their pussies hanging out. That'll happen in 10 years.
Oh man, this podcast took a weird fucking turn.
Yeah, dude. So games. What other games?
I'm telling you, I haven't been playing shit, dude. I literally played a couple games of Battlefield 3, mm-hmm. and that's about it. My buddies have been giving me shit about it.
Yeah, but you got a story about your Xbox, too, while
you've
been gone.
Oh, my God. Yeah, do I ever have a story? This is how much like Minecraft is taking over my mind, because I keep forgetting about the fact that my Xbox account has been hacked.
Hacked.
Yeah, it guaranteed hacked. Because you know when we mentioned, I think it was last podcast, we mentioned about how I inputted 2,800 points and then all of a sudden it was gone. It happened again, dude. Fucking inputted 2,800 points, bought NFL Blitz. All of a sudden I'm down to 20 points, 20 Microsoft points. NFL Blitz is only 1,200. Whoa, what the hell is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of forget about it. Kind of. You know, slips away from my mind.
Well, you were just like, Microsoft screwed me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck, Microsoft. No, okay, no. This is what fucking happened. This is the order that happened. I got an email a couple days ago about Microsoft Live account, blah, 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 blah. I automatically just kind of ignore those.
Blah, 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 blah. It could have been very important, it sounds yeah. like.
Well, it was. Apparently, it turned out to be. I usually ignore those because they're usually just warning about, you know, your subscription's going to run out. And I always use prepaid credit cards, so... I usually just ignore that. Yeah, whatever. I'll go get a prepaid credit card here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So thinking it was just that, I ignore it. Next day, 2 days later, another one gets sent. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of odd. They usually only warn me once. And then for some reason today, I just, you know, had the urge to read the emails. Because yeah, I thought I saw in the back of my mind, I'm like, wait, did it say something about points? I thought that said maybe something about Microsoft points. I'm like, that's weird. So then finally today I went back and checked. And sure enough, one of the emails is like, your credit card has been returned because the 2,000 points that were charged to your credit card was denied because your credit card got denied. I'm like, what 2,000 points? And then I read the next one. It's like 500 Microsoft points got denied because your credit card got denied.
Oh, no. So they're trying and progressively like, smaller and smaller
dude,
amounts.
Oh, dude. Some motherfucker out there is trying to get points off my credit card now.
Yeah.
So they're stealing my points and now trying to charge other ones. So right then I was like, oh, fuck, I've been hacked.
Yeah. Do you know what's worrisome, too, though, is that to play those games after you've changed your password, they would have to... have a hacked Xbox, which means somebody's using a hacked Xbox on your account, which if they detect that, they'll fucking deactivate your account.
But I haven't noticed any changes on my end. Like, I don't understand what they're doing or how they're doing it. So they're stealing points from gamer tag.
They can use the system to download the software, and if they have a hacked Xbox, they can play it without being logged in as you.
Wow, really?
Because the game's now on their Xbox. But Microsoft can detect when people have hacked Xboxes connected.
But I can't use points with another account, so they have to use, like...
They're using it just to get the download.
The download of what?
the game that they want.
I guess, but how are they getting... I don't know. That's
and then
weird.
And then if it's hacked, they can continue to play it out.
But how are they stealing my existing points? Like, I could see them charging points to my credit card, but the fact that they're stealing my existing points...
They're downloading games.
But using my... That's what I don't get, though. Like, how are they downloading games through my account, and it's then not on my account?
Because it's on your account. You could go download them again right now. They're not on your Xbox because you haven't downloaded them yet, but your account has been given permission to download them.
Oh, so I'd have to know what those were that he actually downloaded.
Yeah, I'll go as soon as we're done recording. We're going to go and I'm going to look at your transaction history.
Oh,
and
my God. Why do people have to be assholes?
This is the problem with putting your gamer tag on a sketch that thousands of people see on YouTube.
Fuck that shit, man. Like,
because they're
just don't have to grief me.
Because
they have every right to grief me if they want. That's what the world is made of.
Yeah,
griefers and cool people. So here's the lesson to all you kids out there. Don't be a fucking griefer.
Don't come onto our Minecraft server if you're one, for sure.
Yeah.
Because we will investigate your
ass. You will not last very long.
Yes. All my structures have been there 24 hours. They're going to be there after a backup. I'm not worried, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I actually look
forward... Yeah, we're not worried, but it just sucks for the people that...
I know, it does suck for people that are doing something. I am looking forward to investigating crimes, though. I almost want to ask our players, can you guys just, like, make up crimes just so that we can have trials?
Go around and kind of commit the odd one here and there.
But now with Block Log, it'll be like... Every investigation takes 5 seconds to solve, so it looked like it was going to be a little bit Sherlock Holmesy there. It was when we were trying to figure out who put the lava there. Yeah. I went and looked in the logs and saw who was logged on, and I interviewed people and questioned them. And
well, did you ever ask the second person in question that didn't show up?
Yep, and he said he didn't do it. So everybody says they didn't do it.
Nobody did it.
I am a bad investigator, is what that says. I'm a bad detective.
It could have been the victim himself.
I needed a bad cop to go with my good cop. I was being good cop, and I needed a bad cop.
I'd be that bad cop, motherfucker.
Yeah, you should have been. Fuck. Because I was just
give up the information, bitch.
I was just like, hey, did you burn down his house? No. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm satisfied.
All right. Well, I guess you wouldn't lie, because you know why would you lie if you're gonna burn down a house?
There was one point where you did say, you know, you were. The only one of two people logged on at the time. Yeah, I know. Okay.
He says...
Let's move along.
But I said, you know, was it burned down when you got here? And he said, yep. And I said, okay, well, I guess I got to take you at your word, because everyone's a suspect.
Everybody is. Even, I'm not a suspect, shit.
You might have done it.
That's true. I did hate it.
That's the funniest thing. It's like we saw it burn down, and I was like, well, if anything had to go, I'm glad it was that.
That was my reaction to you told me, and I was like, well, that's kind of good. Well, shitty in a way, like we got to find out who did it and punish them, but kind of thank them.
We were waiting to talk to the guy at the town hall meeting about, you know, hey, do you mind taking it down? We weren't just going to destroy it. Well, we probably would have, but... We got a big tower that we got to deal with on the other side of the mountain, no.
Yeah, well, I don't think he'll mind either.
Yeah.
It's now no longer attached to the spawn point, so.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. We're almost at 30 minutes.
Let's do it. Let's wrap it up, Derek. What do you got to say? Anything?
That's the end of 50 episodes. I'd like to thank my mom and God and, you know, Tebow.
Baby Jesus. Yeah. Gotta thank Baby Jesus. Baby Jesus didn't pull it off this weekend, though.
This weekend?
Yeah, last weekend.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Baby Jesus, Tebow.
Oh, right. Yes, he lost. That's right.
Man, where did you go?
I taped the game, and then I mistakenly checked Facebook before watching it, and there was a million people making fun of Tebow for losing.
I try to do that in UFC events, but a lot of the times that doesn't work.
You just forget, and you're like, oh, you're on your phone, you look at Facebook, and you're like, oh, shit.
Nah. God damn it! can't blame live events, though, if it's your fault for not watching it live. So, yeah. What can you do? nothing but say thanks for listening for 50 episodes, all you people out there. I hope you, I guess you've been enjoying it if you're still listening to us.
And a special thanks to people who have donated. That has helped out so much.
Oh, so much. Part of the reason
why we even have a Minecraft server is because of you guys, so thank you.
Exactly. And, yeah, keep spreading the word. You know, go to stuckinthemiddlesomewhere.com. There you're going to find all the audio and video components to the episodes. And other than that, follow us on Twitter at Sitmos, Sitmos, S-I-T-M-O-S. Go to Facebook / Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. And like us on Facebook. And other than that, go to somewhere and play with us online and see what we're up to. Other than building giant pyramid structures on the top of my house, which looks so dope.
It does look good.
We love you all. Thanks for listening. Anything else, Derek?
Bass.
Bass.